rose above the noise and confusion, just to get a glimpse beyond this illusion. I was soaring ever higher, but I flew too high. Though my eyes could see, I still was a blind man. Though my mind could think, I still was a madman. I hear the voices when I'm dreaming. I can hear them say,
carry on, my wayward son. There'll be peace when you are done. Lay your weary head to rest. Don't you cry no more.
WRPQ Baraboo.
W279EG Reedsburg.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franz, and after being sworn in for a second term, President Donald Trump pledged to sign a wave of executive orders reversing the Biden administration's policies on everything from the economy, energy, and immigration. ABC's Karen Travers is at the White House.
On those executive actions, a heavy focus on immigration and the border situation. He says he'll declare an emergency at the southern border and that all illegal entry will be immediately halted. A very very, very challenging task for this incoming team, of course. He also emphasized drill, baby, drill, which got a big applause from that crowd in the rotunda of the Capitol. That was something we heard often from him on the campaign trail. He will roll back a lot of the Biden administration's executive actions when it came to offshore drilling bans.
After a bipartisan congressional luncheon, President Trump taking part in the first honors ceremony. With troops positioned from all six armed service honor guard formations welcoming their new commander-in-chief. This is ABC News.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Bob Haig. Bitterly cold temperatures and dangerous wind chills will continue across Wisconsin for the next couple of days. The National Weather Service has issued an extreme cold warning for Tuesday between midnight and 9 a.m., for all but the southeastern counties of Wisconsin. Martin Luther King Day in Wisconsin and across the nation, the state's 45th annual official celebration taking place over the noon hour at the Capitol in Madison. A tragic death at the Racine Zoo. The zoo announced Jabari the Maasai giraffe fell in his holding area Thursday afternoon and was unable to lift himself to stand again after animal care specialists and fire personnel from around the state tried to help the giraffe to stand again. Jabari died Thursday night at age 10 from a possible neck injury.
Max FM weather brought to you by SSM Health, providing high-quality, compassionate, and personalized care to communities across Wisconsin. SSMHealth.com.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlow. High temperatures staying sub-zero and winds whipping out of the northwest, it's creating dangerous wind chills. Where highs today are really feeling more like 25 below. A cold weather advisory is in effect now and switches to an extreme cold warning overnight tonight. We're to be feeling 40 below. Grandpa's barbecue sauce. Get yours now at grandpasbbqshop.com. It's zero at our studios.
99.7
Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. It's 99.7 Max FM. Finishing up this Monday with Outkast.
One, two, three,
Max FM.
Yes, I know.
99.7 Max FM.
When I wake up, well, I know I'm gonna be the man who wakes up next to you. When I go out, yeah, I know I'm gonna be the man who goes along with you. If I get drunk, well, I know I'm gonna be the man who gets drunk next to you. And if I haver, yeah, I know I'm gonna be the man who's havering to you. But I would walk 500 miles and I would walk 500 more to be the man who walked 1,000 miles to fall down at your door.
When I'm working, yes, I know I'm gonna be the man who's working hard for you. And when the money comes in for the work I do, I'll pass almost every penny on to you. When I come home, I'm gonna be the man who comes back home to you. And if I broke, well, I know I'm gonna be the man who's going over you. But I would walk 500 miles and I would walk 500 more just to be a man who walks 1,000 miles to fall down at your door.
I'm gonna be the man who's lonely without you. And when I'm dreaming, well, I know I'm gonna dream about the time when I'm with you. When I go out, well, I know I'm gonna be the man who goes along with you. And when I come home, yes, I know I'm gonna be the man who comes back home with you. I'm gonna be the man who's coming home.
FM Sports.
The college football season wraps up tonight in Atlanta as college football's national champion will be crowned. I'm Bill Scott with sports. It's Notre Dame and Ohio State for all the marbles. Kick time is set for 6:30 p.m. Central Time. NFL title games are also set. Kansas City will play host to the Buffalo Bills for the AFC Championship, and Philadelphia will host Washington for the NFC crown this coming Sunday. Basketball Badgers return to Big Ten action tomorrow night at UCLA. Wisconsin has won 7 straight now after knocking off USC 86-69. Marquette also back in action in the Big East on the road at Seton Hall tomorrow night. The Golden Eagles dropped their first Big East matchup of the season on Saturday, and they did it at home 59-57 to Xavier. Hockey Badgers will return to Big Ten play this weekend against the Michigan Wolverines at the Kohl Center. Wisconsin earned a win and a tie against Long Island last weekend in Madison. Bill Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.
80s, 90s, and more.
99.7 Max FM.
Thank you. people on streets.
So slashed and torn.
80s, 90s, and more. It is 99.7 Max FM. So much going on today. The inauguration, the second inauguration of President Donald J. Trump. Also, thinking about the legacy and life of the Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. today.
'90s and more.
99.7 Max FM.
Who am I to disagree? I travel the world.
Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. It's 99.7 Max FM. Winter weather today. Boy, it is nasty outside. Chilly. Frostbite in these conditions can occur in less than 10 minutes. There are some school closings for tomorrow, and we will have all of these on the Max FM Facebook page. So again, you can find it on our Max FM Facebook page for these school closings. Follow us there, and we will continue to update them should more come in. Especially for the rest of the night tonight, there is an extreme cold warning for tonight until noon tomorrow. That means we will see wind chills, or experience wind chills, rather, of 30 below to 35 below zero. So we'll have more on that with your forecast. It's all coming up right here on Max FM.
If you're getting mighty hungry, well, the best in the country is Pizza Ranch.
Hey, it's Trayton here, ready to save big while treating the family to some pizza fun. At Pizza Ranch in Baraboo, kids eat free every Monday through Wednesday. Yep, that's right. From 11 a.m. to close, one paying adult gets a free kids meal. Make this week memorable with a family night out. Bring the whole crew, grab some pizza, and let the kids enjoy a free meal. Only at Pizza Ranch in Baraboo. Don't forget, the Fun Zone is open too. Come on over, relax, and let Pizza Ranch take care of dinner. See you there.
We'll look at some of the upcoming area events. Here's your Max FM community calendar. The Sauk Prairie Show Choir Invitational will be happening Friday and Saturday at Sauk Prairie High School. Ticket options include a Friday night only, the all-day pass on Saturday, or an all-weekend pass. Kids 5 and under will get in for free. Check out the Sauk Prairie School website for all the details and the full schedule, as a number of show choirs from all around the area will be competing at this event. Again, Friday and Saturday at Sauk Prairie High School. And then on Sunday the 26th, it's the Sauk Prairie FFA Annual Toy Show and Pancake Breakfast. It's from 8:30 until 2 p.m. The Pancake Breakfast will be from 8 a.m. until 11:30. All the show details and information can be found at saukprairiefffa.com/toyshow. And celebrate Catholic Schools Week on Saturday at the Spaghetti Dinner at St. Mary's School in Portage. This will take place in the gymnasium. It's all-you-can-eat spaghetti and a salad bar. Desserts will be available for purchase as well. 4:30 until 7 p.m. on Saturday the 25th. And bundle up and enjoy a torch-lit hike at Devil's Lake State Park. The friends will stroll on a 1.5-mile-long trail from the Rock Elm Shelter up the hill to the Northern Lights Campground. You'll be following torches lit through the darkness. And then at the end of the hike, we'll have a bonfire lit and an opportunity to enjoy s'mores. This is a free event. Donations are always welcome, and you will need a park sticker to enter the park. This is going to be happening on Saturday from 5:30 until 7:30 at Devil's Lake State Park.
Hey, it's me time at Chula Vista. Time for you to pamper yourself. Wisconsin's most complete resort experience has everything you want. Fine-tuned for 70 years by four generations of the Kaminsky family, Chula Vista can be easygoing with colorful scenic river walks, 18 holes of classic golf, a relaxing spa, or you can go all out in 80,000 square feet of indoor water park. Zip lining through canyon views in Chula's Aerial Adventure Park. And dining comes any way you like it. From pizza to Wisconsin's number one ranked steakhouse. More than 600 guest rooms to choose from with $10 million in updates. Chula Vista, everything you've been wanting, all right here on site. Check it out at ChulaVistaResort.com.
Miles and miles of freshly groomed cross-country and hiking trails. Ski, sled, snowshoe. Warm up at our indoor water park. ChulaVistaResort.com.
Maximum hits, 99.7 Max FM. This is Dave Grant from the Max FM Weather Center. For Tuesday, January 21st, most schools in the listening area are closed. This includes Adams Friendship, Baraboo Public Schools, Baraboo Community Christian, Baraboo St. Joseph Catholic, Columbus, Lodi, Mauston, Montello, Parterville, Portage St. John's Lutheran, Poinette, Reedsburg, Richland Center, Ryo, Sauk Prairie, Wisconsin Dells, Westfield, and Oneewoke, and Portage Public Schools have a virtual learning day. Again, the following schools are closed on Tuesday, January 21st. Adams Friendship, Baraboo Public Schools, Baraboo Community Christian, Baraboo St. Joseph Catholic, Columbus, Lodi, Mauston, Montello, Parterville, Portage St. John's Lutheran, Poinette, Reedsburg, Richland Center, Ryo, Sauk Prairie, Wisconsin Dells, Westfield, Oneewoke, and Portage Schools have a virtual learning day. All of this information is on the 99.7 Max FM Facebook page. Stay tuned to 99.7 Max FM for further updates. If you have a closing cancellation or delay, please email us at info@max.fm or text us at 608-355-9970. This is Dave Grant from the Max FM Weather Center.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. With high temperatures staying sub-zero and winds whipping out of the northwest, it's creating dangerous wind chills, where highs today are really feeling more like 25 below. A cold weather advisory is in effect now and switches to an extreme cold warning overnight tonight. We're to be feeling 40 below. Grandpa's Barbecue Sauce. Get yours now at grandpasbbqshop.com. It's zero at our studios.
99.7
90s and more.
99.7 Max FM.
They came at night, laid in fear behind. Shadows are on the ground. WRPQ Baraboo.
W279 EG Reedsburg.
This is a special report from ABC News. I'm Michelle Franzen. Inauguration Day celebrations moving from the U.S. Capitol to Capital One Arena, where crowds of supporters have gathered for the indoor inaugural parade due to the cold. President Trump, Vice President Vance, and their families arriving to cheers. Earlier, President Trump vowing to usher in a new golden era, reverse policy of the Biden administration, and issue pardons for January 6 defendants.
The planned commutations for those who attacked police goes well beyond what many of his allies anticipated he would extend to the January 6 defendants, and paves the way for potentially hundreds of supporters, some sentenced to years behind bars for vicious assaults on police, to be released in the coming days.
ABC's Karen Travers. Before leaving office, President Biden